As the blessed goddess of purity speaks her love to us, may our mighty I Am presence bless her with all the love of our life streams. May our mighty I Am presence clear the way in the outer self, that she may blaze through us to the world around us that which she knows is required and which she is trying to accomplish through the release of the sacred fire that comes under her direction. We thank her for her presence and her love to us. Beloved ones of the blessed Saint Germain's family, as we draw more of the sacred fire from our octave into the conditions of the physical world, we hope we may draw that intensified action in and around you all and within you all, that you may feel the strength and the power of our purity in our octave coming into you to make you more invincible against the impurity in the world around you. Now, our love is the sacred fire's invincible purity. The sacred fire can purify anything and everything. But after the purity is maintained in the physical octave, then there must be charged into it either the pressure from within to continue to expand it in order to keep a repelling action going on to the discord in the world around you, or if the discord around you continues to increase, the purity that we have anchored within you and have given to you for use is not allowed to be used in the physical octave to do the service that fulfills the divine plan. Now, we might charge you with a certain amount of power, but if you don't let that power come forth and you don't use it in outer world activities, it does not expand. And therefore, the divine plan can only be fulfilled by your using our power in yourselves and through yourselves into the world around you in order to manifest the divine plan fulfilled here. If it doesn't come into outer world conditions, if it isn't allowed to control outer world conditions, the divine plan just does not manifest. Our purity is the power of the sacred fire. It is the presence of the sacred fire of our love. We pour it into you and around you to enable you to use the greater powers of your own beloved I Am presence in outer world conditions to produce perfection and to expand it and to keep it invincible against discord. But if our powers that we anchor within and around you are not used in the world around you, the divine plan is not fulfilled. Because I assure you, the outer world needs purity. And the sacred fire is eternal purity. Our love is eternal purity. And more than that, you have never quite felt that the purity from your beloved I Am presence or our Ascended Master octave is light and self-luminosity. You have never quite realized that. And so, until the physical flesh is luminous, it still needs more purification. You would be surprised what the effect would be upon the people of the outer world if everyone under this radiation radiated a light around the physical body. Your example would automatically illumine mankind and teach the people much about what they too could use and become. So long as the flesh is not self-luminous, you still need to call more violet-consuming flame in and around yourselves, and you need to call the cosmic Christ substance of eternal purity, the substance, into your flesh bodies. Because I assure you that the ascended master's visible, tangible, ascended body is composed of substance. Substance that is tangible. Substance that is self-luminous. And there are times when we move among mankind, we shut off the radiance of that light if we care not to be observed. But the substance from our octave is self-luminous, because that substance is eternal purity. And so when you think of the ascended master's purity, when you think of the great Elohim of purity, when you think of the purity that comes under my direction, if you will always remember, it is a sacred fire, and it is always a substance that is self-luminous. It will carry an entirely different feeling into you, and when you feel you have drawn that into yourselves to bless you with the love of our light, and the light of our love, it will become an entirely different feeling inside of you of the power to hold control of conditions around you. This can be drawn into the atmosphere about you. It can be charged into the things of this world. It can be made as blazing as a flame, and it can be condensed into the substance of a jewel. So the substance that comes from the ascended master's octave, that is eternal purity, can produce many manifestations in the physical octave that would bring you beauty and perfection and happiness and comfort and magnificent accomplishment that this world has never yet had abiding within it. So my purity to life means more than just disposing of the unpleasant conditions in which you move in the physical world. When you realize that the purity from our ascended master octave is what creates the fragrance, lovely fragrance, in the flower kingdom and the plant life, you should realize that there are many qualities and many powers from our octave that we are trying to give to the people of this world through the powers of nature and forces of the elements. When we put the fragrance of our purity and our love into the plant life of this world, it is that it may radiate forth the way and means of creating more magnificent perfection that fulfills the divine plan. And when you see blight upon nature and some of the terrible distortion that has been imposed upon nature, surely you must understand how terrible has been mankind's filth. Everything that is of discord is filth. Anger is filth. Hate is filth. These things cannot come into our octave. And they should not be imposed upon the powers of nature or forces of the elements that are eternally pure within themselves, have been drawn into manifestation to give mankind their blessing. So if you will become a purifying presence to the powers of nature, there will be many blessings flow back to you that will not only give you great pleasure, but will bless your bodies with healing, with beauty, with perfection, and with luminosity. Because there are certain elements within the powers of nature that can illumine the body. So if you pour the ascended master's fiery, purifying love into all the powers of nature and forces of the elements, wherever you abide, you will give tremendous blessing to life. And when you give that blessing to the life around you, I assure you, all life in that realm will flood back to you the blessing of its gifts. So the purity that comes from our octave renders tremendous service to life in many channels in the physical world of which mankind is not aware. And my dear ones, there is a certain essence that can come from our ascended master octave that is the most delightful fragrance you could ever desire. And just the inhaling of that would bring new life within the body. It would bring such strength and health and luminosity and such blessing to every cell of the body that it would let the natural light within the electrons go through the flesh, and as that light passes through, its perfection and its love would compel healing. So sometimes, for your own satisfaction, I will try to help you with this. Ask your beloved I Am Presence and myself, or some of us, to fill you with the fragrance of the inner essence of our light, the inner essence of our love, the light and the fragrance of our love. Ask us to place that within you and let you experience its happiness, its healing, and its joyous use of the blessings we bestow. The messenger in the very first class that was ever held when they went on tour, and those at least 50 in the very first class was held in Philadelphia, 50 of those who were present inhaled the fragrance of this inner essence that the Lady Master Nada drew into that very first class. If you care to make a practice of this, you can just as well draw the life, the light, and the fragrance of our sacred fire of love from our octave into yourselves, as you can draw the air into your lungs that you breathe in the physical atmosphere of Earth. These magnificent activities of life are in the universe. They are the eternal purity, the eternal perfection, the eternal action of our love. It is our joy to give them without limit. This world requires them. They bring you only health. They bring you limitless strength. And one day, they will illumine your flesh bodies. And this is part of the fulfillment of the divine plan. It is the divine way to live life. It is the way we live life all the time. So I am offering this to you tonight that you may begin to practice the way to live life in this world. That is the way we live it in our Ascended Master Octave. And if you want these blessings, we are so grateful and so ready to bring them into you if you understand them, if you accept them, and if you command your outer self to let them come in and reveal the perfection in this world that comes from the purity of the love in our world. Here we are abiding in the universe, in the Ascended Master's octave of life, ready to give every bit of perfection that's there to the people of this world. And they prefer to fight, to hate, to become resentful, to be angry every time they can't have their own way. And that builds to a momentum that becomes war. And since that is surging again into the atmosphere of Earth, I come to you to bring you my gifts. I come to you to pour my love. And I come to you to bring the strength and the fragrance and the sacred fire from our octave to come into you and strengthen you, protect you, supply you, fill the universe around you with that which lets the divine plan be fulfilled and manifest to hold within this nation an anchorage of the purity and the light from our Ascended Master Octave in order to safeguard the nation. And if it isn't anchored here, you won't have safety. Your safety depends on the amount of purity that is within a certain number of people within your borders. And this is power of purity which the nation needs. So if we may use you to draw this power into our physical conditions, we must strengthen you and make you the purity of that power in order to let it anchor into the world around you. And so you are the deliverers of the nation. Come, in more ways than you realize. You are the guarding presence. You can be the saviors of the nation. And then in an hour of crisis, we could intensify in and around you more of our power of this sacred fire of our purity until its light does reveal itself and shock mankind awake, until the control of all within your borders by the power of light takes its dominion, and it must come. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. My dear ones, just as soot from a chimney, from smoke, pollutes the atmosphere and shuts off the radiance of the sun and the light from that sun, just so does mankind's discord create darkened substance in the atmosphere of earth that shuts out the light from the ascended master's octave that would produce perfection here. And therefore, it is necessary, in order to shut out that evil which the warring hordes of the world have created, it is necessary to bring more of this light from the Ascended Master's octave into this world, the light substance, as well as the sacred fire, to hold enough luminosity here to anchor the power that repels the filth of the hate and the anger and the destruction of violence and war. I am here with a very positive force today, for I have come to the assistance of the beloved Saint Germain and those who stand with him for more reasons than one. Don't forget, for many centuries after I was driven from the earth, mankind was held in the filth of their own hate and anger. And that is what has created many of your savages in the world today, because they would not let my purity in. Their hate has made them what they are today. And they are in darkness indeed. And therefore, in this nation that is the heart of the world, there must come the power and the substance of our love of the sacred fire and its luminosity to repel and drive back the hordes of the shadows produced by war but would desecrate your whole land if the light of our sacred fire isn't held here. And in every decree you've sent forth for purity, there has come into the physical octave of earth the eternal light substance from our ascended master octave. There has come the sacred fire that brings luminosity. There has come the power of purity to go into all that is constructed within your borders and help to protect it and expand it that it may not be destroyed or desecrated. So, beloved ones, every time you call to your beloved I Am Presence or to us to pour the perfection of the sacred fire and the ascended masters anywhere in this world, we anchor more light, more power, more sacred fire, and more of our life and love here to consume the evil, to strengthen and protect that which is constructive. In every decree you sent forth, the greater light has gone into the atmosphere over this nation. And I want you to realize from now on that the energy you have sent forth, could you see it at the inner level, is luminosity. And one day, on the cosmic screen, will the beloved mighty Saint Germain show you what has been done in this I Am activity through the years to consume and remove the hordes of evil. But from now on, when you think of purity, will you always think of the sacred fire's luminosity and the substance of luminosity in and around yourselves, the substance of the cosmic light, to build in and around you the great sun presence of the substance from our octave that ever pours its perfection and its purity into outer world conditions to produce perfect manifestation. Part of my work, which serves the beloved Lord the Mahachohan, will one day be revealed when we have redeemed the deserts and taken all plant life that is so distorted, taken away from it that distortion, and let it reveal the beauty and the perfection and the purity of its own divine plan and the presence of its blessing to the earth. That it is my joy, my privilege to help the mighty Lord Mahachohan redeem the powers of nature and let the forces of the elements be released from mankind's frightful filth and frightful discord. People think it isn't important to maintain harmony. Individuals think they have a right to do just anything they want to do, whether it hurts someone or not. When they do, they are bound in chains of their own feeling that they do not understand. The only thing any part of life has an eternal right to do is to blaze the light of the great love that gives individuals existence. No part of life has a right to create discord. None whatsoever. The only divine right in the universe is to take the greater life and all its magnificent powers of perfection and manifestation and flood it to the world around you to pour forth the beauty and the happiness and the raising activity of greater light to greater perfection. No one has a right to create discord. There's no provocation for it. There never was a divine right given to any part of life to create discord. So, beloved one, if you will hold close to the ascended masters and cosmic beings, great sun presence of cosmic light substance, of eternal purity, of sacred fire love, and of a blazing luminosity of that cosmic light substance, and you ask for it within yourselves, and then you take time to receive it, accept it, and feel it, and ask it to reveal itself, its marvelous perfection and blessing to all life that you contact. I tell you, you will live in a world of your own, untouched by the discord of the outer world, and the beauty within you, ever expanding, reveals the greater powers of perfection until you come to us in the ascended state forever. The world needs only purity. It only comes from the sacred fire love of the mighty I Am Present, the Ascended Master's octave, the great source of life. The world doesn't need one thing but the purity of our sacred fire love. And so, whenever you think of the correction of conditions, will you please when you first think of changing those conditions, will you call forth the purifying love of the violet consuming flame and the illumining substance of the cosmic light to correct the conditions that otherwise are so distressing? So the more you pour it forth, the more you become a son of its presence. The more it flows from you, the more conditions around you will give back to you their perfection. And if you will become the illumining presence of the sacred fires, blazing light and love and purifying presence to life, you could not pour that continuously without automatically revealing its perfection. And the greater power you use, the greater attainment of your ascension, the easier it will be, the more powerful it will be, and the more easily will you accomplish it to the fulfillment of your own great freedom. And when you think of the freedom of this nation, the freedom of the beloved violet consuming flame, please think of it as luminosity, that it may become an atmosphere of cosmic light substance, so luminous, so blazing, evil cannot live within it. And then it takes its dominion, redeems the earth, brings all things into divine order, harmoniously and permanently, and reveals the hand of God in conscious control of the manifestations of this world. And not one discord as a result. Not one. Come and live our way of life. And the next time anything tries to make you discordant, just stop. Hold the command and forbid anything but the purity of our illumining love to possess you and fill the world around you, and hold possession of your world in the service of the light, and you shall not lack for one thing. It is the source of all good things, the treasure house of the universe. The substance is flowing without limit, and it is forever free. For long centuries, I was not wanted on the earth, and many people do not want me now enough to clear the way and let me give my blessing. But you who do may forever dwell within all the power and blessings from the ascended master's octave, and your pathway becomes the victory of that light until the moment when you come into our world for eternity. So go forward and feel that the legions of the angelic host, the legions of the cosmic light, are the legions of that sacred fire love and its purifying substance from our world. And this world must become filled with it if you are to improve conditions or put an end to evil anywhere for any reason. Evil can only be consumed by the sacred fire light of our love, and that is purity. Purity is the annihilation of evil. Purity is the prevention of war. Purity is the supply of every good thing. And purity is the protection against the hordes of destruction. So, blessed ones, our legions of the sacred fire are limitless. They can ever abide with you. And if you will abide with them, you will have everything the light can give. And the sacred fire is the power to produce perfection without limit for eternity. Thank you with all my heart. Precious Goddess of Purity, thank you for your love this hour, and the reminder of what the world needs and that you so freely give. May we stand forever in the sunshine of your heart and blaze its light wherever we abide. And we thank thee. So the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to arm this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible cosmic light substance of eternal purity and such sacred fire love of that purity from the blessed Goddess of Purity that it is compelled to manifest into and around and to those under this radiation for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with all the sacred fire, purity, and love of your own life stream forever. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, precious Goddess of Purity. Ever abide with us until our beings and worlds are the fragrance of the inner essence of that purity, of your love and your light and your sacred fire, and make our beings and worlds its perfection forever and close out everything else. The seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress the ascended master's cosmic light substance of invincible eternal purity, the sacred fire of invincible eternal purity, and the cosmic Christ fiery love of invincible eternal purity, till that luminosity blazes everywhere and the shadows of human discord are no longer anywhere in existence. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Our beloved, my heavenly friend, St. Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Nana, and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings of the force of the elements. Our beloved, John of Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible, God, victorious attorneys and accomplices. All of the group leaders and I am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever looked to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved, mighty, I am presence of the blessed Goddess of Purity, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it for the invincible eternal purity of their cosmic light substance and all activities of the sacred fire. Blaze their love of that purity into and around those under this radiation, and then amplify it throughout the world till it has consumed all hate everywhere forever. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask for blood drop all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all this not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raise, purify, and illumine and use in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. And we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and now all the cosmic light substance and all the sacred fire of love are the invincible eternal purity, and blaze that purity in such cosmic force no human thing can survive anywhere for any reason. We thank you.